Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is there a deal ready to be made from preventing the government from shutting down on September 1st? Well, it's not much of a deal. It's a short-term bill that was presented by House Republicans. But House Republicans showing a surprising tendency to sort of get together on this. And given the fact that the Republicans have a very narrow House majority, will they be able to make this work to avoid the kind of government shutdown that would harm our economy and harm the country and clearly harm both parties, all parties? Well, let's see about that. We will also talk about the impact on the campaign of the known unknowns. What do we know that we can't know about in advance? For instance, President Biden's health. We'll be talking to Bill Steierwald about that, about what we don't know. Chris Steierwald, pardon me. What we don't know about what is coming up with the election. There's also the hostage deal. The free Americans from Iran are on their way home, and that's a good thing, isn't it? Or is it? We'll be talking to Ilhan Berman about the hostage deal. And speaking much more on a religious greeting, which has created a great deal of controversy. President Trump issued a greeting to the Jewish community for Rosh Hashanah, for the New Year, which we celebrated on Saturday and Sunday. We are now technically just in the New Year period, heading toward the holiday of Yom Kippur, which is next Monday. But in any event, what did President Trump say? It's been considered a highly, highly controversial. And my guess is it probably won't help the president with the Jewish community and Jewish community votes coming up. But we will see. There is also a statement about President Trump warning of the dangers of World War II. No, he's not making an analogy. He's talking about World War II coming up. We will get to that as well. It's a kind of mistake you expect from Joe Biden. And meanwhile, the continued talk about impeachment on all sides regarding Joe Biden, what does that mean? And how can he avoid being damaged by that kind of conversation? Or is it more likely that he would be able to follow the Trump example and move beyond, or actually use some of the attacks on him as a way of strengthening his support? There's also a change in the dress code in the U.S. Senate, where there is a surprisingly large amount of controversy. A lot of this has to do with John Fetterman, who likes to wear sneakers and shorts and hoodies, gym shorts, to the Senate. Should that be allowed? It will be now, at least according to the decision by Chuck Schumer, who says to everyone's relief he will continue wearing suits. Meanwhile, the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, spoke about the GOP negotiations that could very well avoid the government shutdown that everybody had been dreading. It's supposed to come right up in less than 2 weeks, October 1st. This is what Speaker McCarthy had to say about how the shutdown negotiations are going.
It's a good thing I love a challenge. Every day is going to be a challenge. We got a long week. We're not September 30th yet, but the one thing I'll tell everybody, I've never seen anybody win a shutdown. You only put the power in the hands of the administration. If you want to secure the border, pass Homeland. If you want to make America strong and secure, you pass the DOD appropriations bill. If you're not willing to pass appropriation bills, and you're not willing to pass a continuing resolution to allow you to pass the rest of appropriation bills, and you don't want an omnibus, I don't quite know what you want. So, I mean, we just have to get together, figure it out, and move forward.
Okay, this is incredibly reasonable and sensible. And why? Because Karl Rove, who has lived through this situation as a political commentator and as a political strategist for President Bush on many circumstances, I think has the proper insight, which is that a shutdown is terribly destructive, but it's particularly destructive for Republicans for reasons that are pretty obvious. When people look at a party that is more associated with cutting government and cutting back the functions of government, if all of a sudden government stops working and there's a shutdown, it's pretty clear that regardless of who's president, whether it's Barack Obama or Donald Trump or Joe Biden, the prime blame for the shutdown is going to be on Republicans who speak enthusiastically about that kind of strategy. Here's what Karl Rove had to say, clip four.
This never seems to go well for anyone, but it does generally seem that Republicans get blamed for these shutdowns.
Well, generally because Republicans are responsible for the shutdown. They seem to eagerly want it. So, yeah, there's a reason why they get blamed. And look, the American people demand that their government try and run itself in an appropriate fashion. And the fact that the biggest financial and business enterprise in the world, the U.S. government, cannot pass a budget in time and then ends up shutting itself down over things that are on the margin. I mean, we're talking about the difference between this and that. And the Republicans are going to be shoot themselves in the foot and run in the run-up to the 2024 election if they continue to think that shutdowns are a great way to put themselves in front of the American people.
Well, and again, part of the struggle to avoid a shutdown involves a struggle to keep Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House, which may be dependent on Democrats, which is a very scary prospect because who knows what kind of demands they would try to subject the speaker to. NBC News is reporting key factions of the House Republican Conference reached a tentative agreement yesterday on Sunday to keep the government funded temporarily and avert a shutdown scheduled for the end of the month, pairing it with a conservative border security measure. Multiple GOP sources with knowledge of the agreement said House Republicans released a bill after the far-right Freedom Caucus and the center-right Main Street Caucus reached a tentative agreement. The deal, which would keep the government funded through Halloween, October 31st, but includes cuts to domestic spending, is expected to pave the way to pass a defense spending bill this week that has been tied up in the standoff between Republican leadership and the far right. And they've also been tied up with providing some of this emergency relief legislation for people who have been suffering from wildfires, and as in Hawaii, and floods, and all kinds of destructive hurricanes and weather events. The kind of relief that really should be bipartisan and not controversial. The bill would cut domestic spending by 8%, with exceptions for the military and veterans funding. And that sounds fairly reasonable. What it wouldn't do is to settle a bunch of other issues that are very important and measured for the Republican Freedom Caucus in the House. So what is wrong with this suggestion that it could actually avoid a shutdown? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to MichaelMedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start. Remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the desire to avoid a government shutdown and what the compromise would look like that apparently the Republicans have reached. The Reuters is reporting that the U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing the biggest challenge of his 8 months as the top Republican in the U.S. Congress, as he tries to muster his fractured caucus to avoid a shutdown in less than 2 weeks without losing his speakership. Because chances are, by the way, if he does lose his speakership, there would be a shutdown. And if there is a shutdown, he probably will lose his speakership. The two things go together. Either Kevin McCarthy is going to survive and put something together or not. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Democratic-controlled Senate, by one vote, have until September 30th to avoid the U.S. fourth partial government shutdown in a decade by passing spending legislation that President Joe Biden can sign into law to keep federal agencies afloat. The bill that the Republicans appear to agree on would cut domestic spending by 8% with exceptions for the military and veterans funding. It also includes, as part of the bill, part of the compromise, most of the Secure the Border Act of 2023, which is, as described by NBC News, a wish list of immigration provisions for GOP hardliners, with the exception of provisions requiring employers to use E-Verify to check immigration status. Why they would exclude that? I don't know. That is not the most offensive or extreme of the immigration reform proposals. The legislation has been a big priority for the Freedom Caucus members, and while it passed the House in May, the Senate has just ignored it. Notably, the temporary funding legislation does not mention funding of aid for Ukraine or disaster relief, two priorities for the White House and many lawmakers in both parties. Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, who's the top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee, trashed the bill as extreme. Well, of course she did. She added, it is time to end the charade and get to work. This bill, it seems to me, is so much not extreme and so much a reasonable compromise that it could even get a handful of Democratic votes, which means, yes, it could pass the House. Could it pass the Senate in this form? No. The lawmakers named on the bill as sponsoring it are people representing both the more moderate segment of the GOP mainstream, sort of clustered around Speaker McCarthy, and plus the people from the Freedom Caucus, which are the 20 or so vote members of the House who are more ideologically conservative. The lawmakers named on the bill are people from both factions, including Byron Donalds, the representative from Florida, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Scott Perry, who is the head of the Freedom Caucus from Pennsylvania, Stephanie Bice of Oklahoma, Chip Roy, another Freedom Caucus guy from Texas, and Kelly Armstrong, who is the representative of North Dakota. They only get one. It's unclear whether the bill will get enough votes to pass the House. Without Democratic support, McCarthy can afford no more than four defectors. Representative Dan Bishop, who is a Republican from North Carolina, very conservative, quickly came out against the compromise. So, right now, Speaker McCarthy can afford three more defections. Dan Bishop sent out a social media statement saying, no CR, meaning no continuing resolution, pass the damn appropriation bills, roll back the crazy bureaucracy to pre-COVID levels now. And Perry, the Freedom Caucus chair, said in a statement last night, House Freedom Caucus members have worked over the weekend with the Main Street Caucus on a path forward to fund the government and secure America's border. We now have a framework for our colleagues across the House Republican Conference. The third ranking member of the House, Elise Stefanik of New York, who is one of those people who is rumored to be under consideration as part of the short list to be a vice presidential running mate with President Trump. She certainly seems to want that job. In any event, she spoke on whether or not Speaker McCarthy, who she has to work with closely because she's third ranking. So Steve, Kevin McCarthy, and then Steve Scalise of Louisiana, and then Elise Stefanik. She said this about McCarthy's position in the conference among all the Republicans in the House. Clip 5.
How tense are things within the party right now?
Well, I've chaired a lot of the conference meetings. I was actually chairing that meeting. It's our weekly discussion with all the Republican members. And
is that an accurate quote?
I'm not going to get into it. I don't quote members in that meeting because I want to make sure that I respect them. But Speaker McCarthy's support is strong within the conference, and he has said that he's going to continue doing his job leading this conference. So I'm confident we will work through this, and certainly the majority of members, and I believe the Speaker will survive any type of motion, but I don't even think it's going to get to that, Shannon, because, as I said, we are going through great productive conversations with our members, including from the House Freedom Caucus, as well as the Republican Study Committee and the broad Republican Conference, to work through this appropriations process.
Okay. It's really very comforting, frankly, that they're focused on this right now, given the fact that there are less than 2 weeks left before the shutdown hits. So the fact that they're dealing with this rather than the impeachment inquiry, because the impeachment inquiry can continue anyway on the committees, the House Ways and Means Committee, the House Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan, the Oversight Committee under James Comer, those all can proceed investigating as much as they can stand of Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has now sued the Internal Revenue Service. That happened this morning. Okay, that's kind of an amazing news story when you think about it. This is a guy who didn't pay his taxes for two full years, millions of dollars of unpaid taxes that he owed. And he's suing the IRS. He's claiming that two agents who publicly alleged tax probe interference wrongly shared his personal information, a case that comes amid escalating legal and political struggles as the 2024 election looms. Boy, escalation? We'll talk about what to expect in the election with Chris Steierwolf coming up.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them as they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans for so long unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of 5 Iranians facing U.S. charges. Hunter Biden, the son of President Biden, has filed a lawsuit against the IRS claiming that agents unlawfully revealed his tax return details. The legal action was initiated in federal court in Washington, D.C. today, shortly after Biden was indicted on federal gun charges. And the CDC is recommending COVID boosters for everyone age 6 months and up, but they acknowledge the challenge with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, Don Rumsfeld was famous for using terms like the known unknowns. In other words, at least Secretary Rumsfeld said, we can know what we don't know. And that's kind of the idea behind a very provocative piece by Chris Steirwalt, who's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He is also a contributing editor and weekly columnist for The Dispatch. And before joining AEI, he was political editor at the Fox News Channel. His new column is called 5 Known Unknowns for 2024. Chris, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on a very provocative piece. Do you know the one thing that I think is most necessary for people to read is what you say here about the upcoming debates, if any? Right now is the first time since 1980 where they ended up working out a formula for debates. They actually had, crucially, a debate which helped win the election for Reagan. But where do we stand right now? Who's trying to dodge debates? Is President Trump trying to dodge them, or is President Biden, or both of them?
Well, I like the idea of living in a universe in which that column is provocative. This is good. This means I'm with the right people. So thank you very much for having me on. And, of course, known unknowns are different than unknown unknowns, to stay in our Rumsfeldian framing, which is there's a bunch of stuff that we have no idea that is even coming, right? When the little green men get out of the saucer, It will certainly change the election. But there are some things that we know affect every election, and I just wanted to explore a little bit about them. And you mentioned debates, and 1980 is really interesting because everybody learned in American history class about the 1960 when Republican Richard Nixon stunk up the joint in his televised debate with John F. Kennedy, and it drove him down in the polls, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody knows about that. What people may not know is that televised presidential debates didn't really get going for another 20 years. And most of the time there were no debates. And in 1980, Jimmy Carter didn't want to debate Ronald Reagan at all. And Reagan stayed after him, hounding him, please, you got to do a debate. You owe the American people. And Jimmy Carter delayed and delayed and then finally did one very late in the game. And Reagan had been trailing and trailing and trailing. And the assumption in the administration and in the Carter campaign was, okay, we'll do the one, we're ahead, and we can afford to do it. Of course, when the American people saw Reagan in the debate, he wasn't the monster that Carter and Democrats had said he was. And, in fact, he was this very genial, pleasant fellow. And it worked wonders.
And he asked the question, the key question at the end of the debate, his closing statement, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Exactly. And he had a low expectations, delivered a boffo performance, and it changed the election. But out of that moment came the Commission on Presidential Debates, in which the Republican National Committee and the Democratic National Committee agreed that they would nominate members to and participate in the Commission on Presidential Debates, which would sanction presidential and vice presidential debates, so that they wouldn't have to. It was in both parties' interest, so that when you are the party in power, you don't have to constantly be nagged about, are you going to do a debate, are you not going to do a debate? There's just a schedule, and we're going to do them. But the Republicans dropped out of the Commission on Presidential Debates following the 2020 election, and we're not going to do that, they said, because it's unfair and people are mean. Now, this was to use.
But that was following the debate. The debate between Biden and Trump the first time. This is not a show you want to rerun, is it?
Right. So, Republicans believing that Trump fared poorly in debates and that the biased media asks unfair questions and that the Republicans do poorly in these debates. So that is, of course, not what history would tell us, right? We started out talking about Reagan, but we can also point to George W. Bush with Al Gore and John Kerry. Plenty of instances where Republicans have benefited by debates, but the Republican National Committee said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're out. You stink. Now, this was, as they would say in the literature of political science, a bonehead move because, of course, Joe Biden is not good at debating, right? Joe Biden cannot hold a thought in his head for a long period of time. He struggled in those debates, and of course, had Donald Trump not been gnawing the scenery and jumping up and down, it would have been a very different story, and the years have not been kind to Biden since, and you can easily see how Joe Biden would love to not have to debate anybody, right? Or at least his campaign would love for him to not have to debate anybody. So it is now an open question whether there will be any debates at all. Because now for the Republicans to reengage and say, well, actually, public discourse is important and we wish to rejoin the Commission on Presidential Debates, they have an internal problem because they've already said that one thing and they would have to get, it's sort of like a government shutdown. When you get into one, the hard part is it's easy to get into one, hard to get back out. That's what a position like that is, because, of course, for Biden, what's the incentive? You're the incumbent. He's in the same place that Jimmy Carter was in 1980. You're the incumbent. You want to stay off camera, not be on screen. So we don't know whether there'll be any debates.
Yeah, I mean, all kinds of things could happen at this debate. I mean, we've seen twice now these very scary freezes by Senator Mitch McConnell. And Joe Biden is Mitch McConnell's age. Donald Trump is only 3 years younger. And who knows what could happen in these debates, which leads me to this next question. You raised the question about third-party candidates. Would the Commission on Debates still hold debates if it was just, say, Joe Manchin running for the No Labels ticket and Cornel West for the Green Party?
Now that I would like to see. You can certainly imagine. We should start with the understanding that it is an entirely open question whether or not No Labels will get a ballot line in enough states to be a consequence. They've got 10. 10 is not enough. Is 40 enough? Yeah, it depends on the 40. They say they're working hard to get ballot access. But let's say, let us live in the world of the possible and say that by the time they hold their nominating convention in Dallas in April, that they will be on the ballot in enough states. Now, if current trends hold, both parties would be already done with, essentially, choosing extraordinarily unpopular nominees, right? If Donald Trump and Joe Biden are not only the choices, but that the choice is done in the first week of March, which is what the Republicans, and I'm not saying this is what will happen, but if current trends continued, the race would be over by the 5th of March. That would give No Labels, whether it was Joe Manchin or Larry Hogan or whatever, it would give No Labels a unique opportunity to seize the spotlight. And when you have so many people disaffected from both parties, you can certainly see how that person could get to 10% support. And as we watched with Ross Perot in 1992, sometimes 10% can turn into 20, 20 can turn into 30. Could be a hot ticket.
A hot ticket indeed. I'll tell you, the column by Chris Steyerwald is a hot ticket. It's called Five Known Unknowns for 2024. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Chris, I know you've got to go, but when we come back, let's follow up on this idea of the impact of third parties and fourth and fifth parties in coming up in 24. That and more on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on this idea of what we don't know yet about the campaign of 2024, where it seems we know which candidates are most likely to be the nominees of the two parties, now all of that could change too. But at the moment, unless there is some kind of radical change or some big event, it looks like President Biden will be the Democratic nominee for president. President Trump will be the Republican nominee for president. Which, by the way, we were talking about the debates before, and I was just recalling that first debate between Trump and Biden, where Biden told him to shut up at one point, and Trump kept jumping in and interrupting Biden's answers, and it was just the most childish and pathetic display from the two of them. It's one of those reasons I think people, if they were able to see an instant replay of that first debate from 2020, maybe they would think again on both sides about nominating these two for president of the United States. Chris Dyerwald says in his column, American politics these days is a lot like Burning Man. It stinks, it's full of weirdos, and everything is covered with 7 inches of oatmeal-thick mud. And what he's talking about here is what we know we don't know. And the big one is the economy, because we don't know what the economy is going to look like when people really are beginning to be serious about making their decision, which usually is June or July before the election in November. So there is a way to go. Is it possible the economy could collapse by then and look horrible and doom Biden? Certainly. Is it possible that we could have that soft landing that people keep hoping for, and that the economy could look much better and would actually help Biden? Certainly that's possible. There's also this question of scandal, and Steyerwald makes a very important point, which is that right now, the idea of scandal associated with President Trump doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter because it's already baked in. People know he has 91 criminal counts against him. What Chris Steinwald writes in this piece is he says the status quo for the electorate is that Donald Trump is a bad person. Many people will vote for him in spite of that, and some will even vote for him because of that. As the months tick by, it seems increasingly unlikely that a majority of Republicans would ever abandon Trump on principle. That doesn't mean the story is over, though. Republicans may come to conclude that Trump's baggage is just too much to carry into the general election and start to throw him over for pragmatic reasons. If they don't, Democrats are betting that persuadable voters will decisively choose Biden's befuddlement over Trump's enthusiasm for abusing power. And the criminal docket and the election calendar suggest that's a good bet. Republicans may take the leap on Trump just before things get really gnarly. By the time independent voters and lots of hold your nose and vote Republicans have had another year's worth of the people's versus Donald Trump, four more years with the former president may look about as appealing as a long stay in O.J. Simpson's guest house. But here we get to one of the real wild cards of the election, he writes. Whatever is yet to come out about Hunter Biden's slimy business practices, especially anything that links his conduct to his father, could badly damage Democrats' efforts to make this a choice election rather than a referendum on the incumbent. The president's inability to put the rest of the story of his son's buck raking and get Hunter out of sight points to a worrisome problem for the Democrats. And I think this is very, very profound, and this is exactly why the Hunter Biden thing is so serious. Is scandals that reinforce a candidate's negative image, say Bill Clinton's satiriasis, his skirt chasing, are less damaging than ones that undercut positive attributes? If voters conclude that both candidates, Biden as well as Trump, are ethically compromised, Biden will have lost his strongest argument for keeping Trump out of power. And the big argument for Trump is also something that could be deeply strengthened or weakened, depending on what happens. Right now, there's a new CBS News poll which shows, I think, a definite advantage, this poll, if the election were held right now, today, it shows an advantage for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. Why? Because they ask two questions. They ask, is X physically healthy enough to serve as president? People, 43% of the respondents said only Donald Trump is physically healthy enough to serve as president. And only 16% think it's Joe Biden is only physically healthy enough to serve as president. 12% think they both are. 29% think neither of these guys are physically healthy enough to serve as president. And then when it comes to mental and cognitive health to serve as president, 44% think that only Donald Trump is mentally and cognitively healthy enough to serve as president of the United States, whereas only 26% think that of Joe Biden. And again, you have this very high number, 23%, thinking neither of them are mentally or cognitively healthy enough to serve as president. Now, if you add the people who say neither of them, both these guys are incapable of serving as president, and you add to that the people who think that Joe Biden isn't capable of serving that way as president, that's 67% of the public. either thinks that both Trump and Biden are not capable of serving as president, or that Biden is not capable of serving as president.
And what am I doing here?
Yes, a real problem for Joe Biden. Now, there are a couple of problems recently with Donald Trump. And, for instance, there was this. Trump, as he was finishing his speech at the Pray Vote Summit in Washington, D.C., he was accompanied by some ominous music that I think they were playing to get him off the stage, because he tends to run over time with his speeches. But in any event, here's what it sounded like. Listen, clip 8.
We have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired, in no condition to lead, and is now in charge of dealing with Russia and possible nuclear war. Just think of it. We would be in World War II very quickly if we're going to be relying on this man, and far more devastating than any war. There will never be a war. If that happens, there will never be a war like this. It will obliterate everything there is, everybody. It will obliterate every country.
Okay, aside from the substance of what he's saying, he's talking about World War II. And what it indicates is that he is not, that Joe Biden is not the only doddering oldster who is capable of making a very big and embarrassing slip-up. World War II happened already. It happened actually between 1939 and 1945. It happened, it was still going on while President Trump was born, frankly. This is problematic on all sides. We will get to that and another problem in America, which is de-churching. Why are so many people walking away from religion? A force that once upon a time helped to make this the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.